a prayer for the children of the nations. Armor of God continued.
Abiding in the Son and the Father, let our children and their family take up the whole armor of God, that they may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Jesus Christ, Himself, who sits at the right hand of God Almighty, gives us authority over all the power of the enemy. It is written, Behold, I give you the authority to trample on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you, says our Lord and Savior. In Him who is true, Jesus Christ, in His mighty name, we take authority over all the power of the enemy over our children and their house, and command that nothing shall grow from it ever again. It shall wither away just as a fig tree withered away when Jesus cursed it in Matthew 21:19. The Lord will perfect that which concerns our children, for His mercy endures forever. In Christ, abiding in Him and born of Him, let our children and their family take up the whole armor of God, that they may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand, it is written, I will give them the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. Therefore, as God's vessel of mercy, Christ abiding in us and we in Him, and in His name, Jesus Christ, we speak to all spirits that are not of God and command them to silence. We relieve them of their assignments and command them to take their rightful place in the footstool of Jesus Christ, for that is their destiny. As an ambassador of Christ, a vessel of God's honor, Christ in us speaks to Satan and all unclean or evil spirits that have been assigned to or sent against our children and their bloodline, and by the authority given to us by Jesus Christ Himself, He who is the head of all principality and powers, and He who abides in us, we bind Satan and all evil or unclean spirits. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we break their power over our children and their bloodline and their people, and loose them from their hold. In the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, as God's vessel of ministry, we command Satan and all evil and unclean spirits to stop their maneuvers and schemes, tricks and snares, strategies and devices to kill, steal, and destroy our children. We declare our children and their bloodline, their entire house and all their people are covered by the blood of the Lamb, Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ and by His precious blood, abiding in Christ, we bind and break off of our children and their family all principalities, powers, rulers of darkness of this age, and spiritual wickedness in high places, all occult activity, witchcraft, curses, spells, hexes, sorcery, divination, and all soul power that does not glorify our Lord Jesus Christ. We bind the kings of darkness with chains, and the nobles of darkness with fetters of iron, and we execute the written judgment against them, for this honor has all His saints. It is written, the thief does not come except to steal and to kill and destroy. I have come that you may have life, and that you may have it more abundantly, says Jesus Christ, our Redeemer. Therefore, Christ abiding in us commands life and life more abundantly for our children and their house. It is written, it is the Spirit who gives life. The flesh profits nothing. The words that Christ, through us, speaks to our children and their family are spirit, and they are life. Christ, Him being in us, and we being in Christ, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we speak words of life and blessing into our children and their family. Jesus Christ, through us, commands obedience from the flesh, and we release the blessings of God to overtake our children and their family. We release peace, prosperity, and joy into their lives. As an ambassador of Christ, we declare this day is holy to our Lord. The joy of the Lord is their strength. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. For yours, O Lord, is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Let us praise the Lord our God with all our heart. Sing praises to Him who keeps His covenant and mercy with those who love Him. Let us worship toward His holy temple and praise His name for His loving kindness and His truth, for He has magnified His word above all His name. As a chosen vessel of Jesus Christ to bear his name, let our children and their family take up the whole armor of God, that they may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. According to his good pleasure, may the mighty one, God the Lord, make them bold with strength in their soul. May their God, he is their rock, his work is perfect, grant our children the boldness to bind the strong man, Satan, enter his house and plunder his goods. The Lord our God, him who holds the right hand to subdue nations before them, and loose the armor of kings, to open before our children and their people the double doors, so that the gates will not be shut. He will go before them and make the crooked places straight. He will break in pieces the gates of bronze and cut the bars of iron. He will give them the treasures of darkness and hidden riches of secret places, that they may know that he, the Lord, who calls our children by their name, he is the God of their house. May our children and their house be strong in the Lord, fully armed in Christ. Let them put on Christ and guard their own house, that their goods be in peace, for there is none stronger than God. Let his hand, the Lord God of hosts, be upon our children and their house. May he make them strong for himself, revive them, restore them, increase them greatly, and make them stronger than their enemies, and cause his face to shine on them. Beloved, in Christ, we beg of our children and their people, as sojourners and pilgrims, abstain from fleshly lusts which war against the soul. Let them fight the good fight of faith, lay hold on eternal life, press toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus, and gain the prize of an imperishable crown. Our children can do all things through Christ who strengthens them. They are of God and have overcome, because he who is in our children is greater than he who is in the world. The dragon is enraged, and he makes war against those who keep the commandments of God and have the testimony of Jesus Christ. Nevertheless, the Ancient of Days came, and a judgment was made in favor of the saints of the Most High. And the time has come for the saints to possess the kingdom. The beast and those who give their power to him will make war with the Lamb. The Lamb has overcome them, for he is Lord of lords and King of kings, and those who are with him are called chosen and faithful. Therefore, our children submits to God, and they stand. The devil flees from our children. The Lord of hosts, the mighty one of Israel, has declared to his people the power of his works in giving our children and their people the heritage of the nations. Works of his hands are verity and justice. All his precepts are sure. Our children stand fast forever and ever, and are done in truth and uprightness. He has sent redemption to our children and their house. He has commanded his covenant forever. Holy and awesome is his name. Let our children and their family stand, therefore, having girded their waist with truth, in the name of Jesus, who is the way, the truth, and the life. Abiding in Christ, we pray to the Father, and he will give our children and their people another helper, even the Spirit of truth, to guide them into all truth, to establish truth, putting truth in the inward parts, sanctifying them by truth, and in the hidden part to make them know wisdom, to give them an understanding that they may know him who is true, and be in him who is true. Let our children and their people not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of their mind, that they may prove what is good and acceptable and perfect will of God. And our children shall know the truth, and the truth shall make them free. In Christ we pray, that their mind may not be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ, but our children will hear and know the grace of God in truth. Walk before God in truth with all their heart and with all their soul, rejoicing in the truth, worshiping the Father in spirit and truth, fearing the Lord and serving him in sincerity and truth, being a servant to the circumcision of the truth of God, and handling the word of God by the manifestation of the truth. For the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness, righteousness, and truth. May God perhaps grant our children and their people repentance, so that they may know the truth, and that they may come to their senses and escape the snare of the devil. According to his good pleasure, in Christ we pray, the Lord will open their eyes and turn them from darkness to light, and from the power of Satan to God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and an inheritance among those who are sanctified by faith in Christ. In Christ we pray that our children will incline their ear and hear the words of the wise, and apply their heart to his knowledge, that they will endure sound doctrine and abide in the doctrine of Christ, having an understanding heart that they may discern between good and evil, rightly dividing the word of truth, knowing the spirit of truth and the spirit of error, choosing the way of truth, being men of truth, dealing truthfully in all that they do or say, walking in truth, and speaking the truth in their heart, having the law of truth in their mouth, speaking the truth in love, that they may grow up in all things into him who is the head of Christ Jesus. In Christ we pray that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give to our children the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, the eyes of their understanding being enlightened, that they may know what is the hope of his calling, what are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceedingly greatness of his power toward them who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, that our children might know the wisdom that is from above, which is first pure, then peaceful, gentle, willing to yield, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy. The Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon our children, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord. Therefore, they will not be unwise, but understand what the will of the Lord is. For this reason, we also do not cease to pray for our children, and to ask that they may be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that they may have a walk worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing him, being fruitful in every good work, increasing in the knowledge of God, strengthened with all might according to his glorious power, for all patience and long-suffering with joy, giving thanks to the Father who has qualified them to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in the light. The Lord lives in truth, in judgment, and in righteousness. They shall bless themselves in him, and in him they shall glory. For his truth continually preserves our children and their house. In the name of Jesus Christ, through whom grace might reign through righteousness to eternal life, let our children and their house stand therefore, having put on the breastplate of righteousness. For God made him who knew no sin to be sin for them, so that they might become the righteousness of God through Jesus Christ their Savior, their Redeemer, their life, and their resurrection. In his righteousness they are exalted. In his glory he is the glory of their strength, and in his favor their horn is exalted. God, who delights in exercising loving kindness, judgment, and righteousness in the earth, is upright. He is their rock, and there is no unrighteousness in him. He will never leave our children nor forsake them. The Lord our God will never forget them. They have been inscribed on the palms of his hands. He will dwell with our children and walk beside them. Even to the end of the world he will be with them. In Christ we pray that the Lord will impute righteousness to our children and their house. It will overtake them and their people. And he who is judge of all the earth will not rest until their righteousness goes forth as brightness, and they wear the crown of righteousness which the Lord will give to them on the day of Christ. The Lord has called our children and their house in righteousness and will hold their hand. Surely, in the Lord they have righteousness and strength. Surely, in the Lord our children and their descendants shall be justified and shall glory. In Christ we pray that God, in his mercy, will put a hunger and thirst in them for righteousness. For blessed is he who hungers and thirsts for righteousness, for he shall be filled. The Lord is exalted, for he dwells on high. Truly, he will fill our children and their house with justice and righteousness. Let our children and their people seek first the kingdom of God, and all other things will be added to them. For the kingdom of God is not what they eat or drink, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit within their heart. In Christ we pray that our children and their people will commit their way to the Lord, trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. He shall bring forth their righteousness as the light, and their justice as the noonday. May our children receive blessing from the Lord, and righteousness from the God of their salvation. The Lord is their shepherd, they shall not want. He restores their soul, so they may walk in the way of goodness, and keep to the paths of righteousness in the midst of the paths of justice. Let our children and their family follow righteousness and mercy and find life, righteousness and honor, for righteousness delivers from death. May it please the Father to lead them and establish them in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake. According to all His wonderful works, the Lord will open to our children and their house the gates of righteousness. Let our children and their people go through them, praising the Lord, offering the sacrifices of righteousness, putting their trust in the Lord. May the Lord lead our children and their family in righteousness and make their way straight before His face, and for His righteousness' sake revive them and bring their soul out of trouble. God, righteous and upright is He. He guards the paths of justice and preserves the way of His saints. He will make our children and their family understand righteousness and justice, equity, and every good path. For the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting on those who fear Him, and His righteousness to children's children. The Lord executes righteousness and justice for all who are oppressed. The Lord will raise our children and their family up in righteousness, and He will direct all their ways. Their work will be peace, and the effect of their righteousness, quietness and assurance forever. Their peace will be like a river, and their righteousness like the waves of the sea. In righteousness our children shall be established. They shall be far from oppression, for they shall not fear, and from terror, for it shall not come near them. Their light shall break forth like the morning. Their healing shall spring forth speedily, and their righteousness shall go before them. The glory of the Lord shall be their rear guard. No weapon formed against our children shall prosper, and every tongue that rises up against them in judgment they shall condemn, for they are servants of God, and their righteousness is from Him. Our children and their house shall be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that He may be glorified. They will not hide His righteousness within their hearts, but declare His faithfulness and His salvation to the assembly. Let their mouth tell of His righteousness and His salvation. Declare His faithfulness, loving kindness, and truth. And let their tongue speak of His word, singing aloud of His righteousness, and singing praise to the name of the Lord all the day long. In the name of Jesus Christ, abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness will reign in life through the one Jesus Christ. In His mighty name, let our children and their house stand, therefore, having put on the breastplate of righteousness. In Christ we pray that our children and their family will put off, concerning their former conduct, the old man which grows corrupt according to the deceitful lusts, and be renewed in the spirit of their mind, and that they put on the new man which was created according to God, in righteousness and true holiness. Let our children and their family flee also youthful lusts. Instead, pursue righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience, gentleness, and peace with those who call on the Lord out of a pure heart, sanctifying the Lord God in their hearts. In Christ we pray that they will be quick to confess their sins, for He is faithful and just to forgive them their sins and to cleanse them from all unrighteousness. Now the righteousness of God apart from the law is revealed, which is through faith in Jesus Christ, and our children, being justified freely by His grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. God has passed over the sins that were previously committed by them to demonstrate at the present time His righteousness, that He might be just and the justifier of our children and their family who have faith in Jesus. Christ Himself bore their sins in His own body on the tree, that our children, having died to sins, might live for righteousness, presenting themselves to God as being alive from the dead, submitted to the righteousness of God, instruments of righteousness, obedient to righteousness, and becoming slaves of righteousness for holiness' sake. Having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust, in Christ we pray that our children and their people will awake to righteousness, obtaining the precious faith by the righteousness of their God and Savior, Jesus Christ. For with the heart one believes to righteousness, becoming an heir of righteousness, which is according to faith, believing the gospel of Christ. For it is the power of God to salvation for everyone who believes, and believing on him who justifies the ungodly, their faith is accounted for righteousness. For in the gospel, the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, "The just shall live by faith." Now may he who supplies seed to the sower and bread for food supply and multiply the seed they have sown and increase the fruits of their righteousness. In Christ we pray that our children and their people will sow for themselves righteousness, reap in mercy, break up their fallow ground, for it is time to seek the Lord and follow after righteousness till he comes and rains righteousness on them. Let justice run down like water and righteousness like a mighty stream. Rain down, you heavens from above, and let the skies pour down righteousness. Let the earth open, let them spring forth salvation, and let righteousness spring up together. In Christ we beg of our children, seek righteousness, seek humility, and may God purify our children and their house, purge them as gold and silver, bring them forth to the light, that they may offer to the Lord an offering in righteousness. God grant that our children, being delivered from the hand of the enemies, might serve him without fear, in holiness and righteousness before him all the days of their life, walking before him in truth, in righteousness, and in uprightness of heart, seeking his glory, and no unrighteousness be in them. For as earth springs forth its bud, as a garden causes the things that are sown in it to spring forth, so the Lord God will cause righteousness and praise to spring forth before all the nations.
In the name of Jesus Christ, the Prince of Life, let our children and their house stand therefore, having put on the breastplate of righteousness. But of him they are in Christ Jesus, who became for our children wisdom from God, and righteousness, and sanctification, and redemption. So our children receive the abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness, which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness which is from God by faith, and righteousness reigns in their life through the one, Jesus Christ, fulfilling all righteousness. They put on righteousness, and it clothes them. Their justice is like a robe and a turban. Our children shine like the brightness of the firmament, and turn many to righteousness like the stars forever and ever. For God Almighty has known our children in order that they may command their children and their household after them, that they keep the way of the Lord to do righteousness and justice. Let our children and their house and their nation disperse abroad, give to the poor, be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath, keep justice, do righteousness at all times, fear the Lord, and by their spirit within them, seek God early and learn righteousness, so that their work is honorable and glorious, and their righteousness endures forever. Their horn will be exalted with honor. Wealth and riches will be in their house. Riches and honor will be with our children and their house, enduring riches and righteousness. In Christ we pray that our children will hold fast to their righteousness. They will not let it go. Their heart shall not reproach them as long as they live. Blessed be the Lord their God who delights in them, repaying our children and their house for their righteousness and their faithfulness. God, he will reward our children and their house according to the righteousness, according to the cleanness of their hands. He will recompense them and their people. In Christ we pray that our children will see his face in righteousness. They shall be satisfied when they awake in his likeness, being accepted by him who is faithful and true, abiding in him and born of him. The Lord of hosts shall be exalted in judgment, and God who is holy shall be hallowed in righteousness. For his salvation will be forever, and his righteousness will not be abolished. In the name of Jesus Christ, he himself is their peace. Let our children and their house stand therefore, having shod their feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. In Christ we pray our children and their house will love the Lord their God with all their heart, with all their soul, with all their mind, and with all their strength, with all their might, and with all their body. Let our children and their family love their neighbor as themselves, and love one another as Christ has loved them.
walking in love as Christ also has loved them and given himself for them, an offering and a sacrifice to God as a sweet-smelling aroma. As they have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so they also walk in him, rooted and built up in him, and established in faith, abounding in it with thanksgiving. Therefore, in Christ we beseech our children to have a walk worthy of the calling with which they were called, with all lowliness, gentleness, with long-suffering, bearing with one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace, forgiving men their trespasses, walking in the fear of the Lord and in the comfort of the Holy Spirit, walking in the newness of life, sowing the fruits of righteousness and peace, to do justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with their God, guards the paths of justice, and preserves the way of his saints. In Christ we pray that our children and their family will be ready and prepared by faith, working through love, to love their enemies, bless those who curse them, do good to those who hate them, and pray for those who spitefully use them and persecute them, forgiving everyone who is indebted to them, those who sin against them, and if they have anything against another, forgiving him also. Let our children and their people pursue the things which make for peace, and the things by which one may edify another, being at peace among themselves, living peaceably with all men, the peace of God ruling their hearts, pursuing peace with all men, pursuing holiness, righteousness, faith, love, peace with those who call on the Lord out of a pure heart, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard their hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Now may the Lord of peace himself give our children and their house peace always in every way. The Lord be with them all. Let our children meditate on the glorious splendor of your majesty, O Lord, and on your wondrous works. Let them speak of the might of your awesome acts and declare your greatness. They shall utter the memory of your great goodness and shall sing of your righteousness. Praise the Lord God Almighty. In the name of Jesus Christ, him who called them by glory and virtue, let our children and their house stand therefore, having shod their feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. In Christ we pray that our children and their family will be prepared to preach the word, be ready in season and out of season, preaching peace through Jesus Christ, preaching peace to those who are far off and to those who are near. Let them convince, rebuke, exhort with all long-suffering and teaching. How beautiful are the feet of those who preach the gospel of peace, who bring glad tidings of good things. God, who has reconciled our children and their house to himself through Jesus Christ, has given our children and their family a ministry of reconciliation and has committed to them the word of reconciliation. Therefore, our children are ambassadors for Christ, imploring others on Christ's behalf to be reconciled to God through the blood of his cross. According to his promise, God, a very present help in trouble, grant that our children and their people will become complete, be of good comfort, be of one mind, live in peace, and the God of love, peace, will be with them. But in all things may our children and their family commend themselves as ministers of God, much patience, in tribulations, in needs, in distresses, in stripes, in imprisonments, in tumults, in labors, in sleeplessness, in fasting, by purity, by knowledge, by long-suffering, by kindness, by the Holy Spirit, by sincere love, by the word of truth, by the power of God, by the armor of righteousness on the right hand and on the left, by honor and dishonor, by evil report and good report, as deceivers and yet true, as unknown and yet well known, as dying and behold they live, as chastened and yet not killed, as sorrowful yet always rejoicing, as poor yet making many rich, as having nothing and yet possessing all things. And this we pray, that their love may abound still more and more in knowledge and all discernment, that our children may approve the things that are excellent, that they may be sincere and without offense till the day of Christ, being filled with the fruits of righteousness which are by Jesus Christ, to the glory and praise of God. They have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer our children who live, but Christ lives in them. and the life which they now live in the flesh, they live by faith in the Son of God, who loved them and gave himself for them.